Morning Focus. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The mayor of Buffalo, New York, says the collection of evidence related to Saturday's mass shooting at a supermarket is now complete.
The top supermarket will be returned to store owners to plan for a reopening. But days after a gunman took 10 lives at the store, officials say the look into the motivation of alleged shooter Peyton Gendron is not over. FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Belanger says there's more they need to know.
How he became radicalized, what he was reading, where he was reading it, who he was inspired by.
Belanger says that is part of understanding why this tragedy happened.
Fox's Krenal Scott. Earlier today, a grand jury indicted 18-year-old Peyton Gendron on first-degree murder charges. Oklahoma lawmakers have approved a bill that would prohibit all abortions with few exceptions, and providers have said they would stop providing the procedure as soon as the governor signs the bill. The state already bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have destroyed the Donbass region, and he's accusing Moscow of carrying out senseless bombardments as it intensified its offensive. As another $40 billion in aid for Ukraine is approved by the Senate, is now headed for the president's desk.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the aid is far more than charity.
The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
Still, 11 Republicans oppose the new spending, citing concerns with oversight and the price tag. It is the second large military and humanitarian aid package approved by Congress for Ukraine since the Russian invasion in February.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Wall Street stocks ended the day lower, bringing the market closer to its first bear market since the start of the pandemic. The Dow lost 236. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The teenager accused in last year's deadly shooting in a Michigan high school before a judge today as his legal team attempts to have him transferred to a juvenile facility.
16-year-old Ethan Crumley returning to court via virtual hearing over a state law that mandates a monthly review over whether or not he'll be transferred out of the Oakland County Jail to a juvenile lockup.
I do believe that the defendant's placement at the Oakland County Jail continues to be in the interest of justice.
Judge Kwame Rowe, based on the severity of Crumbly's alleged crimes in the mass shooting in November at Oxford High School that left four students dead and seven others, including a teacher, injured. He's back in court for a pretrial hearing next month. His parents also facing charges in the case, accused of giving him the gun and of failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
For the first time in nearly 3 years, TV viewers in China can once again catch an NBA game.
A ban was lifted before the playoffs began, a ban sparked by a tweet in 2019 from then-Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey that expressed support for Hong Kong protesters. The NBA has gotten caught in the middle. The league has promoted open dialogue about social justice issues in the United States, while it has kept mostly quiet about human rights in China, where it is being reported by ESPN that 40 principal owners in the NBA have more than $10 billion collectively tied up in business relationships outside of the NBA's 90% ownership in NBA China, which is valued at an approximate $5 billion. Jared Max, Fox News.
Vangelis, the Greek electronic composer who wrote the unforgettable Academy Award-winning score for the 1981 film Chariots of Fire, and music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series, also scoring Blade Runner, 2004's Alexander, as well as PBS documentary series, has died. He was 79. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.